For the third time, federal officials have extended the deadline to reach a deal on the loan terms. The new date is set for the end of September. Company officials say they're committed to getting the best possible deal for customers and are cautiously optimistic a deal will be struck. But in a previous interview, project manager Buzz Miller said if a deal can't be struck, it's not the end of the world.
If we can get loan guarantees and save money for customers, which is what would happen, we'll do that. They're not necessary for us to do this plant.
He said the company has done fine so far with private financing.
Southern is an A credit rated company. We're one of like two utilities that maintain that credit rating. We're borrowing money, the cheapest we've ever borrowed it right now.
The original price tag for the project was about $14 billion. Due to administrative and construction issues, costs have ballooned by about $1 billion, with another billion tied up in litigation. Later this month, the state will hold hearings about whether Georgia Power ratepayers should absorb some of those costs. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.